We're back again.
Hello.
Day three.
Yeah.
We're knackered again, aren't we? We always do this. Day one is manic. Day two is relaxed. Day three is lazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, we've been tweeting as we've been going along. People have been following us, haven't we?
Yes.
You're getting rude comments about, you know...
Things
appearing up in my head when I've been having a beer. And one of my tweets ended up coming out so late. It was about 5:30 this morning, and it said, enjoying the first pint of the day.
Yeah, bizarre.
Yeah, as if we'd be drinking at 5 a.m. in the morning. You know. No, we wouldn't be doing that.
No.
Anyway, we've got a bit of music to play and a bit of chat. Let's have a listen to a band we missed on Monday, which we probably should have seen. But then again, you can't see everything. This is the Alexandria Quartet from Bergen in Norway. On a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That was the Alexandria Quartet and a track called The Dark Side of the Blues. And it must be cool because old Suffolk and Kills even played that one.
Yes.
He says Revenge is going to be in Amp this week because he's doing Amp this week.
All right.
So that'll come out on Monday. So I think he's got some revenge planned for us, taking the piss out of us. So.
Oh dear.
Just can't resist, can we? Just cannot resist. It's always just, he's just begging for it. So what sort of day do you think we had yesterday? Can you remember? The morning was a bit of a blur.
Yeah, we a slow start.
The revenge of the second kebab.
Yeah, we had to walk up to Horatio's at the end of Brighton Pier.
Oh, you did, yeah.
And saw a strange three-piece Indian band playing along to a taped drum track.
Yeah, and badly because he kept missing an end.
Yeah, it was. Kind of unusual, but they looked like they were enjoying.
They were enjoying themselves, definitely. I think it was an Indian thing because there was a few other bands before that. There's another band who were sort of more fusion Indian folk type stuff mixed with sort of rock and roll or whatever. But
yeah. don't say fusion.
Don't say fusion.
No, don't.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. They won't know why, but they don't know. That was sort of all right. It wasn't too bad. So we wandered back, thinking, my God, how did they get all that kit all the way along the pier?
Yes.
It was a little tractor, wasn't there?
A tractor with a trailer behind it.
So we wandered off the pier. We had a couple of donuts.
We did?
Yeah, donuts for the donuts.
Yep.
And then we sat on the beach and ate them. And then there was an outdoor gig.
What were they called again?
Something. Floor.
The Killing Floor.
Killing Floor.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah, and they were obviously American. They were playing live. It was quite fun.
Yeah, they were pretty good. It was short but sweet, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which was also what could be said for the drinks that the sponsor was handing around.
Yes, the sponsor was... should we say their name?
Relentless.
Relentless, yes. Energy drink.
Yeah, and they were relentless in their marketing as well.
They were, because the heavens did open up for a short spell of time when we got some nice ponchos.
Absolutely.
And there's pictures of us in the ponchos. Yes. There'll be more pictures on the Music and Mumbling site, won't there?
Yeah. It might take me a few days to sort them out, but I've certainly got a few good pictures of some of the bands that we've seen. They'll be up on the Moo Moo site at some point.
Good. And where can we find that again?
Ah, mumu.grumbling-dragon.com.
There's lots of dots.
Where to go.
Lots of dots and dashes in there, isn't there?
Yes, Morse code website. Yeah.
Save ourselves. Yes. Anyway, so towards the after we had our relentless drink, I think we were sort of starting to perk up a bit, weren't we?
Yeah, gave us about enough energy to go and get a pint in.
Yeah.
Oh no, we stopped for a coffee. We did.
We had a coffee as well. Yeah. So and then the evening did kick off. We went to see Betty and the Werewolves.
Yes. Well, actually, we went to see, first of all, a band that we didn't see in the end, because we were going to see Blind Pilot.
That's right, we were.
But they were so late that
we missed Betty the Werewolves. We thought to see Betty the Werewolves more than Blind Pilot, which is a bit of a shame, but there we go. But everyone was late last night, wasn't it? It was running horrendously late.
Yep.
Anyway, we went and saw Betty and the Werewolves, and we got there nice and early, as we say, so we had a chat with the girls, and this year... Is that chat?
So we're at the Hope upstairs. It's as usual, very, very warm, and we're with Betty and the Werewolves. And where do we have? Fantastic.
Authentic. Authentic howling.
Authentic howling. And your names?
I'm Laura, and I sing and play bass.
Right.
And I'm Emily, I play guitar, and I sing a bit as well.
Cool.
You sing a lot.
And you've just got your singles out here, and you're giving them on purple vinyl and pink vinyl, which is amazing.
Purple vinyl.
Yeah. So why that? Why in vinyl?
Oh, it's a format we love. But a lot of old formats are coming back. Like, a few friends of ours have done some cassette tapes.
Yes.
It's all coming back. Well, we're eliminating
my record collections. Still on vinyl because most of it's stolen from my parents.
Oh, right.
We did it so that it would fit in my record collection.
lovely. So, are you into nostalgia and stuff? Because I mean, the track we played yesterday was David Cassidy, and you're way too young to remember David Cassidy the first time around. So, how come?
Well, when I was growing up, I used to read lots of old 70s annuals. So this was in the 80s.
Yes.
But I lived opposite a second-hand bookshop, so I just used to get them from there. And then that's how I learned about David Cassidy. Just used to read interviews with David Cassidy.
Well, as long as it's not really watching reruns of the Partridge Family.
Or being part of their cult. No, it's not.
Yeah, we found out about the Partridge Family cult, which is there is actually a proper cult.
Oh, really? Really? You know, with
it. In the States. So we'll have to kind of collaboration with them at some point.
Excellent stuff. Is that another member of your band?
Yes, it's Helen.
Helen Wolf.
Come and say hello, Helen.
What's
what's going on?
We're doing an interview.
What's going on?
So,
trying to look, find my sparkle in the bottom of my handbag, but I can't find it anywhere.
So what do you play, Helen?
Guitar and keyboard.
Right, so where's your drummer then? You must have a drummer somewhere. So
he's on the telephone.
On the telephone.
That makes a change. Yeah.
Oh, does it? Oh.
Well, I changed from the bar, I guess.
Yeah. So how many times have you played Brighton then?
Oh, twice. Oh, once.
Once.
Once
before.
Okay.
I'm free, but before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck It Up and Let's Wrestle, who are also playing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're playing again at midnight tonight as well. So we're shoehorning two gigs into one night. So it's quite an exciting
evening. It's going to be a busy one then, yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you at midnight?
Fortune of War.
Fortune of War.
Yeah.
I know. There's a pub on the front, well, on the seafront.
By the sea, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be freezing cold at midnight.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, as we are very, very old, as you can tell, we'll probably have had to go home.
For a glass
of Synaptogen,
well,
you know.
That's what I'd like to be doing. I'd like to be going.
Sure, you know.
I found my sparkle.
Woo!
Oh, well done. Well done. Well done.
Yay.
Good. Well, nice to meet you. Which one of your tracks should we play? We played David Cassidy. Should we play another one now? What do you recommend?
Oh, what's on to play now? Houston, I think.
Houston
Station.
Houston Station.
Coming right up. I thought you'd heard about me on a Sunday. Just stupid, you're lit, but lonely. Do not think you are the man for me. I'm taking for dinner, and with a coffee, sitting in the dark, staring at her. Rising, wake up, even you are. Now you're staying in a frightened noise. Does that mean flowers are work? Are you?
We just come at the Hope, and we've seen a band that's really, really enjoyed themselves, haven't we?
Absolutely
fantastic. So definitely a recommendation for your listening pleasure, dear listener. If you can get a chance to sort of go and see Betty the Werewolves, I suggest you do that, because bloody marvellous.
Yeah, and if you're there, the merchandise includes 7-inch singles on sparkly vinyl.
Very much so. Very nice. Loved them. So
they really, really enjoyed themselves.
They
playing.
Did.
It was
they
fantastic.
Did. And it's big smiles all round. So go check them out. Go check them out indeed. Very good.
Yep.
Really enjoyed them. So I think they were having such good fun. I hope we'll be able to have good fun the second gig as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I hope it wasn't too freezing cold.
I bet it was a bit cold down there. Yeah. But yes. Ah, good. So what did we do after that? I can't remember now.
We
wandered off in the direction of Ocean Rooms again, didn't we?
Ocean Rooms, yeah.
And we were going to say Joy Formidable, not Formidable, as I kept saying.
Yeah.
Formidable. Because they're from Wales.
North Wales, yes.
North Wales. I wonder if they had a rat in a stick last night then. Probably not. And they were, what you might call a wall of noise, weren't they?
Yeah.
I blew my bloody eardrums out, I tell you.
Don't mind your eardrums, I think my kidneys have been mashed.
Nothing to do with the beer, it was the volume.
Yes, it was. Yeah, exactly, yes, yes. Well, it's all to do, it's all about basement's kidney, isn't it? Isn't that what that Clithers always says?
Something like that, yeah.
You stand in front of your base, you sort of do your kidneys in, yeah.
They were.
That's his excuse anyway. Yeah. I think his kidneys are done by a different thing altogether. Didn't he tweet this before we went out yesterday after we'd done the podcast? And it's like him and Jeremy were in, as usual, Jeremy Guggenheim, not Keith. he was round at the Clinicist's house, probably knocking back the brandy again.
I'm not sure if he was or not. I think it was
10:30.
He was egging Clithers on to do something. I don't know whether he was physically
present.
He's
always egging Clithers on to do something. He's always messing around with Clithers' software and stuff.
Easy.
I said software. I saw software. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clithers has been putting a bit more time into his show now, hasn't he?
Yes.
He's actually almost like he's organised. It's amazing.
Very like organised, yes.
Yeah.
He can't be.
No,
it's not completely.
Yeah. Maybe he's doing it a week in advance.
Could be.
I don't know. Anyway, we're talking rubbish again. So we saw Joy Formidable.
We did, and I thought they were pretty good.
They're pretty good, yeah.
Too loud, to be honest, but
very good. And you got some quite nice shots, didn't you? The young lady.
I believe I have one or two, yes.
Rather good.
We had to fight our way to the front of the crowd.
But we did.
Yeah.
We did.
Well, let's face it, the combined weight of the pair of us.
I'm going to say, just fell on somebody and you just clear the floor.
And I do remember lots of photographers at the front in that band.
Yeah.
But for some reason, not one of them, apart from the bloke, was over 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
They seem to have a tribe of dwarfish photographers.
Which is great for you, because you can just stand behind them.
Well, yeah, yeah. And, you know, as everyone who's ever read a Terry Pratchett novel knows, the favourite food of dwarves is rat on a stick, which is, you know, this is a, tie these things together anyway. But yeah, dwarfish photographers, great idea.
I'm
going to
say, you're missing out on the cheesy links here, aren't you?
You're just not... I'd get that one stuck in there.
And then we went downstairs in Ocean Rooms and saw We Are Wolves.
Well, we saw
a bit of
one or two of those songs, but
being very, very, very Canadian French.
Well, yeah, weird. I mean, you know, We Are Wolves' genre of music is somewhat chaotic, anyway, and I think that the sound system really didn't do it any favours at all.
Yeah.
So it was almost impossible to discern anything from.
Yes. And the thought of either staying there for a bit longer and seeing, was it Justin Hawkins' new band?
Yeah.
Which we thought, God, our ears and kidneys will suffer. So we decided to cut our losses, which is a good thing.
Yep.
Headed off in the direction of Comedia, and of course...
Which we didn't think we were going to get into, because there was an enormous queue outside.
There must have been somebody else playing a Comedia in the other part. Because what I had... Comedia, I always thought there was like two parts to Comedia, but there's at least three now. I mean, I didn't actually realise so many parts, but there's a studio bar, which is very small, very intimate, and very nice.
It is.
And we went and saw someone I haven't played for a long, long time, Colin McLeod, a.k.a. the boy who trapped the sun, from Stornoway in Scotland.
Yep.
And he came on the stage, and well, let's have a listen, shall we?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the last act this evening? Oh, come on. I said, are you ready for the last act this evening? Slightly. Okay, without further ado, can you please give a warm welcome to the boy who trapped the sun?
Like the peace.
Very nice. That was quite an old track, actually. That was, I think it was a 2007 track from an album called No Bad, Yourself. Underground rock from the Western Isles, which is something that came out on Honcho. It's a track I got a long time ago. If you go back into the annals of history of BCP, I think it's about number 19 or something. I did a Stornoway showcase with a guy called Jory Kim, who put together some various different Stornoway music, and one of which was Colin and his buddies.
So I remember the showcase episode quite well. Indeed. Yes.
So that was so I've got some stuff from Colin that goes back to 2004, and he's got a new EP out, but I couldn't bloody find it before this morning before I could sort of put this out. So I'll actually have a little rummage in my CDs and put something into the show a bit later on. It's just really nice, but nice to have that. It used to be under the moniker with his sister Nicola, of the boy and girl who tapped the sun as well. But,
yep.
Nice to see him. And I think his voice is even better now. Like, now he's got older. He's got
a little bit more power, perhaps.
Yeah,
more
exactly.
Range, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah.
And of course, that was that track we just heard was with a band, but now he's with him. He's doing it sort of acoustically single. It was very good.
Yes,
really enjoyed that. So, yes, I'm not quite sure the audience was quite with him 100%, but some of us were very much with him.
I think there was a bunch of very keen people sort of sitting round front, and then a bunch of people who should have been taken outside and beaten with a stick sitting back.
Really.
he handled it pretty well.
He did, actually. Yeah. He was quite funny, yes.
Somebody hushed in the background, so tried to make them shut up, and he said, "Oh, let them carry on, whatever. We'll get on with it."
Exactly. So very good. So nice to see him. So that brings us to the end of our evening, and of course our nightly snack.
Yes.
On the way home.
Just a kebab this time.
Just a kebab, yeah. And our train was into Leonard Rossiter fashion, was 22 minutes late.
Yes.
Or something of that nature.
Excuse did I make? Oh, yes, that's it. 11 minutes late, Pikey's stole the wheels at Clapham Junction.
Something like that. Yes. But yes, that was quite good. So we got home not too bad. I think I was in bed by 12:30, which is not bad for me.
Thereabouts, yes.
So there you go. So today.
Yes.
Yes. Are we going down early?
No.
Are we having an afternoon nap?
Probably.
Yes. Getting too old for this game. This is just deja vu.
It
all
is.
Over again, isn't it?
Yes.
Just like last year. Just like last year.
Stop it.
No.
So
who?
Stop your owl impersonations. Who?
That's not an owl. That's not a wolf.
Wood pigeon?
Wood pigeon, that's the one.
Yeah.
Wood pigeon, yeah.
Yes.
You'll get a slap.
Who shall we?
God's
sake!
Stop
it, Codger. Who shall we see today?
We shall see. Well, one band we should definitely see. Everybody makes the same recommendation that we should go and see the School of Seven Bells. So let's have a listen to something from them, shall we? So, Skilled in Seven Bells.
Very nice indeed.
On a track rather aptly called Half Asleep.
Yes.
Very apt. Exactly. Yes. So that should be interesting. And as I say, everybody that we know is recommended we go see them. So
yep,
obviously the hip thing to do.
Absolutely. And identical twins, I believe you said.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Scary.
Yes, because you've got identical twins, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. This could be what they could grow up into. Yes.
Yeah, you think the Grumblettes are going to grow up into the School of Seven Bells, yeah?
Well, I don't know, the School of Seven Grumblers, or
it could be, yeah. Let's not go down that passage at all. I mean, let's. Yeah.
I'm not going down your passage any time. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
It reminds me of Mr. Clitheroe's comment about your back catalogue. Never mind.
You'll get a slap.
You will.
Get on with it.
Get on with it. Yeah. There's a bit in Python, isn't there? Isn't that a bit of...
Oh, get on with it! Yes.
We should. Yes, so that's what we're going to do today. Apart from that, I don't think we have any other plans. We shall just get down there and just enjoy ourselves and see what we come up with.
Yeah.
So, I think one last track to leave our customers dangling.
Possibly someone that we can't go and see?
Can't go and see? I think Breaks are a band that we probably will not get a chance to see because I think they play at the same time as School of Seven Bells.
Yes, I think they are.
So unless somebody's on very early and they're on very late and we just happen to know about that, which we won't, we won't see them.
You never know because let's face it, the organisation of the timing this time round at...
it seems even worse than ever. It's getting difficult.
It's been good, but...
Well, the texting service is very good. We get lots of texts.
Yeah.
But just don't think anything's really on it where it's supposed to be. Or
it's a little chaotic.
It's a little chaotic.
Yes.
But it is. What is it? 35 venues, 300 bands.
Something like
it's
that.
It's pretty hard work. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Right. We shall leave you with one last track. Then this is Breaks, who I believe in the States are referred to as Breaks, because there's another band called Breaks. I'm not sure. But they are from Brighton, and this is a track called "Don't Take Me to Space, Man." So. Until tomorrow, goodbye.
Ta-ta.
Don't take me to space, man. I've had a taste of true love. I don't care that this world's corrupted. I don't want to be abducted. Don't take me away, spaceman. I want to stay here on this wasteland. I don't care that this world's Masonic. I got a true love keeping me on it. Don't take me to space, man. I've had a taste of true love. I don't care that this world's corroded. I got a good hand to hold it. Don't take me away, spaceman. I don't care that you got a utopia. I got a good hand to hold you.